This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Investors from outside the Northern Colorado market are spending millions on commercial real estate, especially in Larimer County. I'm talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttle about what that means for the area. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
Good. So first of all, what kind of trend are we seeing here?
Well, we are seeing investors from other parts of the country snapping up real estate in Larimer County, mostly retail. Referencing the five deals that we analyzed this week, nearly $150 million has been spent in 2012 alone. Fort Collins is especially starting to gain a place in the national spotlight for this.
So why are folks so eager to invest in real estate?
Well, real estate is once again seen as a more stable investment with better returns than more traditional forms of investment like certificates of deposit and treasury bonds. Given today's low interest rates, investing in real estate can provide a return of 7 to 10%. Compared with lower rates from other forms of investment, this can be as low as 1 to 3%. So that's good.
Yeah, clearly it makes sense to invest in real estate. But what is it that's drawing those investors here to Northern Colorado?
Well, the Northern Colorado market has grown more attractive to national investors because of its size and the strength of its economy. Many national investors that might have looked at markets as large as Denver or even New York are considering tertiary markets like Northern Colorado now. Our region is a bit of a sweet spot because it offers those quality assets, but without the hassle of higher prices that come from larger markets.
Okay, I get it. Kind of like a just right market size.
Exactly.
What about the economy here? Is that another attraction?
It is. The economy in Northern Colorado is seen as more stable because our unemployment rates are a little lower than other parts of the country. The unemployment rate in Fort Collins, for example, is 6%. And while that's not a great number, it's still 1.8% better than the national rate. We're also recovering more quickly than the rest of the country, in part because it's weathered the recession better.
Okay. But shouldn't we be concerned about some of the recent job losses we've seen here, like those at Vestas?
We should. The layoffs at Vestas are certainly troubling, but they only reflect one sector, and economic development experts say that other companies are doing plenty of hiring. Because our region is home to jobs in the healthcare space, energy, education, technology, and others, we're able to hold our own on a national level. Specifically, companies like Leprino and Woodward are strong corporate players in our area.
So retail seems to be where most of the money is. What other types of properties are being purchased?
Well, there's also been some activity in the multifamily market. This is driven by lower vacancy rates. And for example, Eagle Ridge Apartments in Loveland was recently purchased by New Jersey-based Raya Properties for $23.5 million. That was in August. These apartments are aimed at a stable tenant base, and that's attractive to an investor. What's more, Eagle Ridge is located in Sentara, which is one of the fastest-growing areas in northern Colorado.
Is there any chance the trend might continue to spread in other types of real estate?
Well, investors typically specialize in one type of property, so those that have already entered the market by purchasing retail space are likely to keep purchasing if they do decide to expand their portfolios. Also, Northern Colorado has more investment-grade retail properties than other types of commercial real estate, such as industrial or office.
Very interesting. Well, thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttle is the publisher at the Northern Colorado Business Report.